Hello, this is the BBC News with Fiona MacDonald. The swearing-in of Guatemala's anti-corruption president-elect Bernardo Arevalo has been delayed by his opponents in Congress amid tense scenes outside. His supporters say there's a last-ditch attempt to keep him from power in Central America's largest country. Will Leonardo reports.
Despite his victory by a wide margin, Bernardo Arevalo's swearing-in has never been certain. Guatemala's Attorney General, appointed by the outgoing President Alejandro Yamate, has launched challenge after challenge against him, the election result and his party. Mr. Arevalo, who's promised a break from the corruption of past governments, has labelled these attempts a coup. Tens of thousands of his supporters have taken to the streets in recent months. Even today, demonstrators have been threatening to storm Congress, which they accuse of making a last-ditch attempt to keep Mr. Arevalo from power by denying deputies from his party their seats.
The security forces in Ecuador are working to regain control of prisons that have been taken over by drugs gangs. Almost 180 people who'd been taken hostage have been freed. James Reid reports.
Video footage released by Ecuador's army showed troops backed by armoured vehicles moving into one jail in the coastal city of Machala. Hundreds of inmates were shown stripped to their underwear with their hands tied. The action comes a week after President Daniel Noboa declared a state of emergency, saying his nation was in an armed conflict with criminal gangs. He was responding to escalating violence that has turned Ecuador from one of the safest countries in Latin America into perhaps the deadliest.
Hamas has released a video which shows three Israeli hostages in its custody in the Gaza Strip. In the footage, the woman and two men speak directly to the camera, urging their government to bring them home. The three were among those taken on October the 7th. It's not clear when the video was filmed. A caption on screen reads, "Tomorrow we will inform you of their fate." Earlier, the militant group said the fate of many of the captives was now unknown after sustained Israeli bombing. Several houses are on fire in Grindavik after two volcanic fissures opened near the small Icelandic fishing town. Lava from the nearest one is pouring into the settlement, where one building is already buried under the molten rock. Jessica Parker has the details.
Civil defence officials say they're looking at how to boost defensive barriers to mitigate the damage. This is the second eruption within a month on the Reykjanes Peninsula and follows several others in recent years. Experts say it could be the start of a new volcanic era in this part of southwestern Iceland. The country's no stranger to volcanoes and earthquakes, but there is shock and dismay at tonight's events. This kind of potential destruction of homes and livelihoods hasn't happened for half a century.
World News from the BBC. North Korea says a ballistic missile it test-fired towards the Sea of Japan on Sunday afternoon was a new solid-fuel hypersonic missile with mid- to long-range. The official news agency said it had no impact on the safety of neighbouring countries and was not conducted because of what it called the local situation. The remarks come despite Pyongyang's increasingly hostile rhetoric against South Korea. Turkey says its military has conducted more airstrikes against Kurdish sites in northern Iraq and Syria, destroying 24 targets and killing an unspecified number of fighters. On Friday, nine Turkish soldiers were killed in a clash with members of the Kurdistan Workers' Party, the PKK, at a Turkish military base in northern Iraq. Police in Britain investigating a plot to disrupt the London Stock Exchange have arrested six people. They were detained in Liverpool, London and Brighton on suspicion of conspiracy to cause criminal damage after information from a newspaper indicated that pro-Palestinian activists intended to target the building and prevent it opening on Monday. The London Stock Exchange said that equity trading was fully electronic. On to football now, and in the Africa Cup of Nations, Egypt have only managed a draw with Mozambique in their Group B opener. Alex Capstick has more.
Egypt are the most successful nation in Cup of Nations history. They're one of the favourites here in Ivory Coast, and they've got one of Africa's all-time best players, Mohamed Salah. Mozambique had never won a match at the tournament, and after just 2 minutes they were a goal behind. But Egypt failed to capitalise on their dominance, and in an incredible second half, Mozambique pounced. Two clinical strikes in quick succession, and suddenly they were leading. With the neutrals in the crowd urging them on, the Mambas, as they're known, seemed destined to hang on, only to be denied right at the end by a Mo Salah penalty.
BBC News.